Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, may I speak with Mark?
You speak internal.
I'm sorry?
You speak internal.
Okay. May I ask, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Would you mind helping us out with this service, sir?
Yeah, I got you. Come on.
Okay. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. let's see here. You are Mark Ramsey, right?
Yes.
Okay. So to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
4 years before this bricklayer.
40 years, okay.
4 years, yeah. And you four said, years.
Oh, four. I heard you said 40. Okay, so 4 years
40,
as a bricklayer.
I'm 28, man.
Okay.
No,
all
no,
right,
no.
Sir,
see, look, this is. I don't want you to get this mixed up. I wasn't in this union for 4 years. I only been in this union since May.
I see.
But
okay.
I was doing construction before I joined the union, and I was laying brick for like 4 years.
Okay. Sounds good.
But I don't lay brick now. Even though I'm in a bricklayers union now, I don't lay brick. I do nothing but caulking, straight waterproofing.
Oh, so you changed your trade, huh?
No, I did not change it. BAC means for bricklayers and allied craftsmanship. I'm in PCC. We share the same local as the bricklayers, but I'm not a bricklayer.
Okay.
If you get what I'm
saying.
All right,
sir. Yes, I do. On the last job that you worked on, were you in the position of a foreman, an apprentice, an improver?
I'm an apprentice right now. I'm an apprentice, yes.
Okay. And are you currently working at the trade? You said yes, right?
Yes, and I work tomorrow.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work?
Unemployed.
Okay.
Ever since I joined this union, I've been with one company. I go to work every day. Only time I don't work is the weekends or when it rains hard.
Okay. Sounds good.
I've never been laid off since I've been in the union.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Excuse me?
All right, I'm going to read it again. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, and once again, I've only been in the union since May.
Okay.
I know you're just reading the questions, but you gotta read the questions that apply to my situation. I haven't been working for a year, so I continue to answer that.
Yeah. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership or since May?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were at this time last year?
In my community or where I work at?
Yes, in your local community.
Nah, my local community stay under construction.
So would you say about the same number as last year?
I would say more now.
Okay, more. All right. This question is similar, but it's a little different. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects or about the same number as there were last year?
I don't know. I can't answer that because there's so many non-union companies that's getting work and bidding on work and getting it. Then we still got union companies that's working with these guys. So like my last site I was just on was on the Upper East Side, and the whole entire site is non-union. It was only me and like two other like groups there that was union. It was the iron workers. There's the bricklayers that was me, and the Teamsters. The Teamsters. That's it.
Okay. Okay, sir. This next question. Yes or no? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
I can't answer. I don't work in my community. I work in New York City. I live in Long Island, so I don't know. I just see them doing work.
Okay. All right. Yes or no question. Thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A shop steward?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, my shop. I work with my shop steward. He'd be out there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed, have you ever yourself been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Bro, I'm an apprentice. Like, I know you're reading questions, but you got to ask what makes sense. I just told you I'm an apprentice, so how can I be a shop steward?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government or through the federal government, or you don't know?
Whatever non-union deals went to get their money, that's how it was funded.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay, yes. Next question. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now in the next 12 months?
I don't know.
Okay. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, it will get worse, or will it stay the same?
It's going to get better. What do you mean?
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work in the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job site? All right, I'm gonna name you the list. We have COVID-19, dust, air quality, fall risks, falling objects, the heat, the cold, language problems,
dust and air.
Careless.
Dust and air. Dust and
okay.
air. I'm not worried about falling. I'm not no fool. I watch. I work carefully. Dust and air. That's something I can't control.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next one. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yeah. I go to a union meeting every month.
Okay. And is that in person or online?
In person.
Okay. Next question. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. Okay, and we have three activities here. The first one is union organizing.
No.
Okay, next one, picketing.
I don't even know what that is, bro.
You know, when people are go on the picket line and you know, kind of like, you know, get out of the job there and start you know, picketing when people are on the street with signs and stuff like that. Kind of like.
And you said, what's the question again?
Please tell me if you have participated in the in that activity in the past 12 months. And the last activity will be political canvassing.
No.
Okay.
Not the politics.
All right. Next, sir, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'm sure they come quite often. I just don't know them personally, so you feel me? I don't know who
okay.
they are.
Yeah, they just okay, all right. Makes sense. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, and so we have,
what?
And so we have. I'm going to repeat that again. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So we have two, four, six categories here. We have the radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, social TV programming, and print or online newspapers.
And to get my union news from? Is that what you asking me? Hello?
Okay. Hello, yes, what happened, sir?
Wait, you said to get union news?
No, not union news. Just the news, the regular news. Where do you get your news from? Which source do you get your news from?
My phone.
All right.
My phone and the TV.
Okay.
How many more questions I got left?
We're halfway there, sir.
Halfway? Oh, I ain't got time for this, bro.
All right. Okay,
I got a couple.